Okay, everyone ready? Elena ready? Congratulations into another final here in Stuttgart. What were you most pleased about with your performance today?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, really happy with the way I played today. And first set was pretty close, but then in the second I got a lead and felt even more comfortable. I was stepping in more and playing more aggressive.
I want to ask about yesterday evening, because sometimes in the past finishing pretty late and then going to sleep even later gave you some issues. Like, how did you manage the recovery coming into this match?
Well, I tried to sleep in. Of course, it was not as easy to fall asleep. I think I went to sleep around 2, and then the match was not that early, so I got time to wake up around 12, so it was a good amount of hours. And yeah, it's always challenging, and sometimes the body reacts different. Of course, I woke up today sore, but thought that it's actually gonna be worse.
I guess talking about the final, you'll face Karolina Mukova, and I know you've played her a few times, but on hard court, I'm just curious, what do you think about her game makes her maybe difficult from what you see in her on clay?
Yeah, she's really a great player, and she has really nice touch, hands. She can serve with a very good placement, opening the court. So it's going to be an interesting match. I think my goal is always try to stay aggressive, serve well, as I did today. And, we'll see what's going to happen, but definitely it's the last match, and I want to give my best.
Elena, your last game against Mira was a totally different game at Indian Wells this year.
Last year,
of course. What happened between them? Because the way you played, it was, for us was totally different. And what happened? Because I can think it's not just about the clay, right?
Well, we're talking about two different periods of time for me. And last year, at the beginning of the year, was very different. Another team, different coach. I wouldn't say that we did good preparation, because I thought that it was not bad. But then coming to Australia, I got injured straight away with the back. And just overall, I think it was a lot of new where I was trying to adapt. So it was not much consistency in what we were doing from daily work. And now I think I found my rhythm. Confidence came after winning some titles in the end of last season. So it is different, and I'm happy that I'm improving from one match to another, and we're still trying to work on little details. And for now everything has been going pretty well.
Hello, congratulations. Mental toughness seems to be your strong side. How do you manage this? Do you work currently with, sport psychologist, or maybe in the past?
No, I don't work with anyone. I tried, but it was just a couple sessions. And I think first of all, it's also experience, being on the tour for so long, winning different titles, losing in the tough finals. I feel like you get more experienced, and also if you have a good team around, they can definitely help you with the motivation. They can help you mentally if you are maybe down or a little bit frustrated. They can always lift you up. So I think everyone is different, but for now I'm happy with the way everything is going, and with the way my team set up right now. So
congratulations. Just one question about yesterday again, the mental toughness also, because you're match points down 2 times, but you didn't show any bad emotions at that point and executed so cold. How is it on the inside of your, are you cool, or is it, are you?
Well, I'm a calm person overall, but yesterday, beginning of the match, I was a lot frustrated and I would say negative. But then when the second set got closer, I was just trying to focus on a match on the separate points, because if you are negative, you just go downhill. Basically, I couldn't change nothing for the whole set. And then also a bit of luck should be on your side. So I'm happy that I won that three-set match and also saved some match points. But there is also many matches when I'm having match points and then losing. So this time it went my way, and I'm pretty happy.
I can't remember why you haven't been here last year in Stuttgart. Were you injured, or did it just not fit into your schedule?
No, I was playing Billie Jean King Cup, and actually it was in Australia, which was really difficult to then perform well on clay, I will say.
We have local fan clubs here in Stuttgart and walk-in kids. Probably there has been a certain interaction, probably non-verbally. Can you tell us about the kids and local fans?
Yeah, it's a really nice tournament, and you get to see your fans closer after the match, a lot of kids, and it's really great to see them looking up to you, and I feel like overall this tournament is great, and we see the stadium is full, which is an amazing thing. So, yeah, the fans are great here.
I don't know if I understood it correctly this week on the on-court interview that you said you did your driver's license in the Porsche you won. And how can that be? Because you have to
I had to get my exams actually two times because of a different countries, different rules. And I had to do also in Dubai the exam. So they had, I think it's only in Dubai, they have this VIP service where you can choose actually any car. And I chose Porsche. So whenever I did the exams and I did some driving lessons and everything, I went straight to my new car. So it was easier to drive after.
Well, when we talk about inspiration for little kids, who has been an inspiration for you? Which players on your way?
I can say that I had particular players. I always loved to watch Roger Federer when I was little. But I will say that it generally, whenever it was shown on TV, some great rivalries, I was just enjoying the match and probably taking a little bit from each player, what would be nice to have in your game.